Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 3, 1804. Keeping fences mended. Yesterday, the captain sent a letter to Mr. Tabot and Mr. Graveline at the Arikara village to ask for their assistance in preventing further hostilities by the Sioux and Arikara against the Mandan. Today, they have a visit from the father of the young Mandan chief who was killed in that Sioux-Arikara raid 4 days ago.
A fine morning. The after part of the day, cold and windy. The wind from the northwest. The father of the Mandan who was killed came and made us a present of some dried simnons, pumpkins, and a little pemmican. We made him some small presents, for which he was much pleased. Captain William Clark, December 3, 1804.
We know that Joseph Graveline was a colonial French trapper and trader who had lived with the Arikara for 20 years and had become quite proficient in their difficult language. Pierre Tabot was a French-Canadian trader who also lived with the Arikara. In reply to the captain's request to intercede in preventing hostilities between the Arikara, Sioux, and Mandan, Graveline's reply was, "The Sistoons and the three upper bands of the Tetons, with the Yanktons of the North, intend to come to war in a short time against the nations of the Quarter, and will kill every white man they see." As for Tabot, he gave the expedition some very interesting information about the Arikara. Captain Clark recalls,
"It is worthy of remark that the Arikaras never use spirituous liquors. Mr. Tabot informed me that on a certain occasion he offered one of their considerate men a dram of spirits, telling him its virtues. The other replied that he had been informed of its effects and did not like to make himself a fool unless he was paid to do so. That if Mr. T. wished to laugh at him and would give him a knife or breechcloth or something of that kind, he would take a glass, but not otherwise." Captain William Clark, December 3, 1804.
Monday, Rings of Brass.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Ed Jacobson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.